Hi there, and thank you so much for holding, Patrick. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also, because it is a well-established business, she did want me to apply that established business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. It's okay.
Okay, good. Well, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to speak with you. I will be very respectful of your time. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure, Patrick, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least a little familiar with that PAC result, right? That local map that pops up.
Yes.
Someone, yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we go, where we all go, you know, as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And what it means for you is that people will be able to find you whether they know the name of your business or not. I mean, especially if they don't know who to call, that's when we go on Google or go on Bing and go on our smartphone or computer. We type in keywords related to the services that we need. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone based off of what we see on that first page. So when anyone's looking for interior or exterior doors, you know, when they do those types of keywords, your business, your website will be one of the first things that people see. Of course, that does mean they can pick up the phone and call you directly. So you're not paying for leads. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You're not in a bidding war with your competitors. What will happen, though, is that people will see the website that you have before they decide to call you. Now, of course, you know you won't be the only company that people will see when they do that type of search, and not everyone will ultimately decide to call your business, but that's a good thing. You know, you're not going to get a bunch of random calls from people just looking for estimates or trying to find the cheapest guy or don't even know what they're looking for. You will, though, get calls from someone who will have made that informed choice after seeing your website to call you directly and specifically. So usually by the time they start to dial your number, Patrick, it really is because they hope you answer the phone, hope you're available to do the job, and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. You've got a lot of experience, so it's very easy for us to promote you as the guy that people should trust, the guy that people should hire. Now, like I said, the calls come to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would be that same flat rate. We offer the service on a month-to-month basis. Of course, we can cover the entire valley. It's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, paid Facebook ads as well. All of it's designed to get your phone ringing and kind of allow you to even pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. As a well-established business, you actually do see quite a significant savings. Our established business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. As you can well imagine, we prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that actually know what they're doing, companies that can handle more business and still do quality work. So at about 10 years in, you'd see a savings of a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'll actually save $300 each and every single month. Like I said, it's month to month, but as long as you choose to keep the service, the rate would be reduced from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount, Patrick. Of course, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's going to be that same flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that the calls come directly to you and that fixed flat rate, is that something you would want on a month-to-month basis for your business?
Yeah, the thing is, I just signed up for Angie's List.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Yeah, I just signed up, and I have, you know, the more leads I get, the more money, you know, it costs me.
Yeah, that's definitely true with that. And that's actually one thing that Tara did find here. I mean, she was looking for your website. She's looking for your online presence. And she did find that Angie's, and as you mentioned, it is a lead-based service. And you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Now, there is no conflict. There's no conflict, Patrick, with being a top option on the first page of Google and Bing and getting calls directly to you and paying for leads. What I would tell you, though, is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service. I mean, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners would agree, that they prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for the same lead that goes out to a handful of your competitors. You'll probably end up doing, most of my clients want, once we get their phone ringing, you'll probably do the same thing, would be to scale back on the leads. You know, like you said, the more leads you get, the more it costs. And it varies week to week. It depends on how many leads you get, but it also depends on how much each lead costs. If it looks to be a bigger job, you're more likely to pay more for that lead. And you're not any more likely to get that big job, just more likely to pay more for it. With us, it is a flat rate. And once we get your phone ringing, you'll do what my clients do, which is to scale back on the leads. My clients either keep their leads paused more often or all the time. Some of them will cap it at a lower amount or even shut the leads off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on the first page of Google. Angie's knows that, or even back when it was called Home Advisor. For years and years now, Angie's or Home Advisor has been one of Google's biggest customers, meaning that they do still to this day spend between $2 and $3 million per month on Google paid ads. That does, of course, cover the entire country and all the industries they generate leads for, but they always make that money right back, of course, by capturing leads from Google and then selling and reselling the same leads to businesses and their competition. This would actually put the power of Google to work directly for you. I mean, you've already got a website. I mean, the problem with the website, it's kind of like a digital business card right now. People have to actually already know the name of your business to find it. And I mean, don't get me wrong. You've been doing quality work for over a decade and people do know the name of your business. People do get recommended to you by someone who's used your services before. And for those people who will be looking for you in particular, they'll see that website. But for everybody else, and that's a lot of people that don't know the name of your company, that don't know who to call, when they can do a simple keyword search for your services, find your website, find your phone number and call you, I think overall that's going to be better for you than paying for leads. I mean, not only does it usually ends up being more affordable. I mean, that flat rate of $2.99, if you've got your leads turned on, you might spend $200 or $300 a week with something like Angie's. With this, it's that flat rate. You also reach more people. I mean, we have to be honest here. Not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google.
The scary thing is how many leads are they going to give me, you know, that I have to pay for that really don't really relate to me.
That's the really scary thing. I mean, if it was a lead for a service that you provide in your service area, I mean, of course you know that you won't get that lead exclusively and it'll go out to your competitors and that you won't always get the job and it'll be hit or miss, but at least that's fair. But I talk to business owners all the time who tell me, you know, that lead was 2 hours away or it was for a service I don't even provide, and then, you know, you have to call them and say this is what happened. Or even if it is a qualified lead for something you want to do in your service area, sometimes people don't even answer the phone because one of your competitors got the lead even days before you and already contacted that person. And then the only thing you can do after that is try to get a credit back for your lead and for the money you spent. It's a lot of work to get work, and a lot of my clients don't want to spend that time, headache, hassle, frustration of chasing leads. You're almost chasing your own tail at that point, especially when you got to call Angie's and tell them that, I mean, I've heard people say, I've gotten cursed out for calling someone when I had to pay $80 for that lead, and then I call it, and the guy yells at me, I already scheduled it, stop calling me. I mean, nobody wants that, right? I mean, that's insulting.
No.
That's salty.
And the thing is, you don't know how much those leads are going to cost you until you look at your
account. And that's the other thing.
Account.
Oh, my goodness, you're not kidding me. It's not like a credit card where they bill you and give you 3 weeks to pay for it. They just take money out of your account, and you don't know how much it is. You know, like I said, obviously it depends on how many leads and how much each lead costs. It is hard to budget for. I've talked to business owners that were not expecting them to take that much money out. They had trouble paying a bill or something, you know. I mean, with this, you know well in advance. It would bill once a month on the exact same day for the exact same amount. And in this case, because of your experience, we would be reducing that rate from $5.99 to $2.99. So it is that exact amount. Now, of course, it's an established business rate that you're qualified for because you are an established company. And you'll always be an established company. So you'll always see that reduced rate. In fact, even if our price goes up in years to come, no matter how long you keep the service, your rate would never go up. It would stay that exact amount, that fixed flat rate of exactly $2.99. And it is to the penny, so very easy to budget for. No taxes, surcharges, or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Right. And I don't have to call within 15 minutes, huh?
No. I mean, most of the time you just get phone calls. I mean, people are calling you. And yeah, like you said, if you don't call within 15 minutes, I mean, you miss the opportunity, right? So with this,
yeah,
call you. I mean, it sounds to me without, you know, like I said, trying to, you know, rub salt in a wound or anything like that, it sounds to me like you're not really happy with Angie's, even though you just started it. You're already not really liking it. Like I said, you don't have to stop using that service, but once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably be happy that you don't need to use that service.
Right.
Especially happy to turn off those leads or try to chase those leads down.
Right, and it's so funny because they just called me last week. You called me today. It's like, wow, what happened? I got something, a magic wand over me.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. I've heard people say that before. In fact, some people say, you know, boy, I wish you would have called me a week ago before I got into this mess. But as a Google partner, we only call through the area when these positions become available. So Tara, she's actually one of my best mapping coordinators. She got a list of pre-qualified candidates from our inventory department. So our inventory department was looking for businesses that have some type of online presence, and it looks like we found a Yelp listing for your business. So we were able to see that you are in the area, that you do provide the services, and then, of course, you know, you have no bad reviews, right? So that's
why
you made it onto the short list of pre-qualified candidates. I'm actually happy to speak with you, though. I mean, boy, I've been doing this for a long time. Even before Angie's was Home Advisor, it was Service Magic. It's the same exact company. They changed ownership. They changed name. But I've been talking to business owners for more than 10 years that have used that exact service and many others that have used a similar service. And especially with the one that you've got, most of my clients, most of the people I speak with say, you know, they charge you a membership fee up front and then you want to try to get that money back. So now you're throwing good money after bad on lead after lead, hoping that one of those leads turns into a job. Sometimes it never happens. I mean,
right.
I don't want to waste your time or talk your ear off, but kind of
yeah,
related to what I'm just saying is
because how many guys you're competing against, you know,
exactly.
They could be competing against 10 guys, you know,
and you know, the guy that does better with a service like that is actually the bigger company that has someone dedicated to follow up with those leads right away, also someone who can absorb the hit-miss ratio, because sometimes it misses
right.
A lot before you get that job. And if you've got deep pockets, you know, you're spending $600, $800, $1,000 on leads that don't turn into work before you get the one that does, you can weather the storm, so to speak. But for most smaller companies, you know, that hits them pretty hard. And
yeah, because I'm the only guy.
Exactly. I've talked to business owners that held on to hope and chased that rabbit far down the hole, found themselves thousands of dollars in debt. One poor roofer I'll never forget. Now, his lathes were more expensive than yours. He was paying, I think he said, $180 for a repair job and $240 per lead for a tear-off and replace. He was $9,000 in debt, meaning he spent that time and those leads and thought, well, one next phone call, next lead could be a $20,000 job. So he kept chasing it for a while. But when I talked to him, he just says, I can't do it anymore, you know, and he had to cut his losses.
Because Lee can cost you $60, you know.
But. Yeah, exactly. Even if it's $60 or $80, when you're getting two or three of those a week, I mean, that adds up pretty quick. And then, you know, all the time that you're spending trying to chase down those leads. I mean, time is money, right? And
yeah, because you have to go out there and look at the job before you can price it, so.
Exactly. You go out there, you talk to them, you're spending time, money, and gas. I mean, boy, I never want to say anything bad about anybody else or not about any other company, but I mean, I had one guy, and I've heard all kinds of things, but this I'll never forget. He said, he went out there, talked to the guy. He was doing kitchen and bath and remodels. So he went out there, and I think he said it took him like 45 minutes to get there. He spent a good half an hour talking to the guy about what he can do and what it would cost. And the guy says, oh, that's fantastic. I'm so glad I've got realistic numbers for what it's going to cost. I'm going to tell my wife so she'll stop bugging me about remodeling the kitchen. All he wanted was a number to prove to his wife that he didn't want to, couldn't afford to stop bugging him about trying to get a work done. And this poor guy spent like $80 for the lead plus the time it took for him to get that as a response.
And
I mean, you can't really blame the homeowner because they don't really know that business owners are paying good money for these leads. They just know they're going to get a bunch of phone calls. They'll get a bunch of estimates. Sometimes they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they are, in fact, just looking for an estimate to budget for a future project, or in that particular case, to try to convince his wife to stop trying to budget for that particular project.
Yeah, exactly. Use you as a guinea pig.
And you're paying money for that, you know?
So
I'm happy to be speaking with you. I know we can do right by your company. I can't get the money back that you've spent with them, but I can certainly do right by you and earn your business. And like I said, I'd actually be happy to waive the initial setup fee. That's going to save you even more money because we look long-term. It's month to month, you know, you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can handle. Or if you need to go on vacation, you could, if necessary, even pause the service seasonally. But your success is our success. And as long as you keep the service, and I know you will, it's going to make sense for everybody. I want to make it affordable for you, especially in light of the fact that you spent money with Angie's. I'm going to waive the setup fee and reduce the cost of the service from $5.99 down to $2.99. The setup fee, I mean, if you didn't have a website, your setup fee would have been $2.99, but you've got a website, I might have reduced it by half or even down to $99. I'm going to waive the whole setup fee. So you're saving actually $599 in your first month. It's almost like getting the first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually a lot better than that because once we get your phone ringing, you've happily scaled back or stopped using Angie's altogether. Your rate's never going to go up. It's going to stay at that $299.
Right. That's easy to budget.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. It's budget friendly, but it's also cost effective. And the return on your investment is always the most important thing. If you're spending a dollar, but it's worth a dime, you're still overspending. On the other hand, if you're spending $1,000, but it's generating $5,000 in return, it's worth doing, right? If you spend a dollar to get $10 back, you'll be doing that all day long, right? So at that
rate,
and, you know, the best part about it is the services that you provide. You know, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even or be profitable. And certainly with the number of calls that you'll get and the opportunities that you'll have, I think you're going to love the service. I think we're going to be earning your business. But like I said, it's month to month. And for a good reason. It has to work. It has to make dollars for it to make sense, But our clients keep the service because it makes dollars. It's profitable to be where people go, you know? I mean,
right.
You know, 20, 30 years
ago. No, you're absolutely right, you know.
20, 30 years ago, all we had was the Yellow Pages, right? That's what we did. We would flip alphabetically to the service that we needed. Most of us would either call that guy with the full page ad or start calling from the beginning of the alphabet. That's why 20, 30 years ago, there were all of these AA this or AAA, quadruple A that businesses that put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically. They knew they'd get more phone calls that way. Part of that does still work. The part where the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy who's available and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire, only we don't use the Yellow Pages, we use our smartphone, and we're going on Google, and Google doesn't list by the alphabet, they list by relevance. The businesses that have the most content online relating to that particular search, those are the ones that pop up ahead of their competitors. So it's not the guy that's been doing it the longest, has the biggest company, or does the best job in town, but certainly you've got experience, and when people can see that, that's going to generate more phone calls. So we'll get you where people
exactly
in that exact moment that someone needs to hire a guy like you, they will find that, hey, look at this. This guy's been doing this for a decade. Look at the quality work that he does. You're definitely going to get phone calls. Now,
right. It's funny. My sister used to work for Yellow Pages.
Right. Yeah. That, I think they still make them, you know, that big yellow book that pops up on our doorstep around mid-November. Most of people just kind of chuck it in the recycling, you know, or use it as the doorstop. But, I mean, people certainly don't, you know, use the Yellow Pages. You know, the old tried and true methods of generating business, you know, like business cards, even like billboards, print ads. I mean, that's still tried, and it's not just as true as it was before. I mean, most people, like every now and then I go out to my car, I've got a business card tucked in my driver's side window. I usually just put it inside the car and throw it away later. Unfortunately, a lot of people just throw it on the ground, which is terrible. But, I mean, people know that if they need something, they can find it when they need it. And they can find it on
right.
their smartphone, right? They just have to Google it, and they'll find what they're looking for. Google it. It's what we say. It's what we do. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. Most of us don't have a dictionary anymore. If we do, we don't even know where it is because we can do our best, and Google's going to spell check it for us, you know?
So, you're right. Exactly. I use it all the time.
me too. Boy, I tell you. And I really think you're going to be successful with this. Now, I did see a physical address, the 18216 Herbold Street. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based, right? Meaning you only go out to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not like a physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom that you would want us necessarily to promote.
No. Just that's my residence. And
that is your residence, yeah.
I'm one person, you know.
Yeah, gotcha. No, and I mean, obviously, Google expects it to be that way when you're providing a service. They don't expect you to have a storefront. Even if you had an outside office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed Los Angeles, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, it does look like, though, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on is the number you want your customers to call, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, for right now, because we had a business line, but I can't get it. The greeting changed for some reason.
Oh,
so
I gotcha.
This is fine.
Yeah, perfect. And then
till I get that changed, then I'll use the other phone. But for right now, this is the best one.
Perfect. Yeah. And anytime anything changes, just let us know because we'll be able to make any content changes or any updates. Of course, there's never any additional cost to make those changes. Like I said, it's a fixed rate no matter what.
It's in CNET.
Perfect. Yeah. If anything changes, just let us know. And then you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything's going to have the click-to-call feature. Your customers will simply pick up the phone and call you. But now for us to contact you regarding your account, any updates or anything like that, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. Unless you prefer us to use email, like I said, phone, text, email, do you have a preference?
That's fine.
Any of them?
That's fine. Texting is fine.
Texting? Yeah, if we call you, we don't reach you, we'll probably leave a message. If we text you, we might follow it up with an email. So there's going to be a little bit of overlap and some redundancy built in. Patrick, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's going to be patrick.a.estrada. At gmail.com.
So definitely more of a personal email. That is, like I said, just for us to contact you. No one is going to see that. That email address is not going to be promoted anywhere online. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but we will want to kind of verify information off of your website, verify information that I have, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure everything's Google compliant. So we'll want to know if you've got like a mission statement or a motto, a tagline, a slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, obviously experience, if you want knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We would take care of all of that information on a follow-up call. Of course, you would not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'd be required to do here, assuming you do want to move forward, I'd be required to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer, and it would attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that we are reducing costs, that we're waiving your setup fee, that it's month to month, etc.
Okay.
The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Mr. Estrada, give me just one second here. I have to get that set up. Okay. Patrick, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Estrada. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Home Buyer's Choice, LLC, Fine Finish.
Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. Patrick A. Estrada, owner.
Okay. And then Patrick, as the owner of Home Buyer's Choice, you are then, of course, an authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Patrick, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Mr. Estrada, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Patrick, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Agreed.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information is always accurate, current, and up to date. Now, that is fair enough, right?
Yes, so yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. Now, of course, we do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, the setup be waived altogether, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 4th of March, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Again, that is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, Patrick, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, Mr. Estrada, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, Patrick, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered completely at will on a month-to-month basis, no contract. Again, you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, whether you need to go on vacation, if you get more work than you can handle. I don't think you would need to pause it seasonally, but you certainly could if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Patrick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Estrada, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Patrick, that first payment of just $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best?
Can it be on American Express?
American Express. Is it Patrick A. Estrada on the card or the business name? Or
yeah, it's Home Buyer's Choice, Patrick
okay.
Estrada.
Okay, so not the middle initial of A on that particular card. And then you
I don't think so. It's right here. Hold on. No,
middle.
Patrick Estrada at Home Buyer's Choice.
Gotcha. And then you said that was an American Express card. That should actually start with a 3. All American Express cards do. I am, in fact, ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So how do I know you're from Google?
Oh, so let me get this out to you. Now, we are a Google partner. The actual name of the company is Local Splash. If anyone actually calls you and identifies themselves as Google, their pants are on fire. They're telling stories. Google does have a division that deals with nationwide chains, or at least locations or businesses that have 100 or more locations. But for smaller and medium-sized businesses, they did start a partnership program about 9 years ago, partnering up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses. The name of the company is actually Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I just sent you a link to the pricing page. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So I sent that out to you. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Okay, hold on.
No problem. Take your time.
So did you text me or email me?
I did text you, but I was just about to send an email as well. The text was faster.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. Okay, I see the link.
Okay. So if you open it up, it says take control of your online presence, generate more business. Do you see that?
Okay, hold on. Okay, I see it.
Perfect. Like I said, you're going to be able to track your success. 24/7 access, we call it your client dashboard. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You can manage your reviews or have us even respond to reviews for you. But you'll have multiple reviews on different platforms, wherever they are originating, whether it's on Google or Bing or something like Yelp or Foursquare. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. Like I said, if you wanted us to respond to reviews for you, we would do that at no additional cost, of course. 19 years of industry experience. We'll actually celebrate our 20th anniversary later on this year. We started in December of 2004. That's a long time, really, for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a very long time, putting businesses on the first page of the Internet. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Again, it is a month-to-month service. Our job, of course, though, is to make sure that we keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Our clients actually do keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, what you're requesting just below that blue picture, that blue tinted photo, it says Google Ads Partner, and just below that, there's a box that says Google Partner with a colorful Google G inside it. That is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us by Google. You can click anywhere in that box, and it will take you directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, Patrick, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. That makes all the difference in the world. Google does regularly make at least small changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm. As a Google partner, they share those changes with us ahead of time so that we always make sure you got the right content to stay on that first page and get your phone ringing. Now, just below that is where it says SEO packages. You're talking here about the Platinum package. But instead of $5.99 with the $2.99 setup fee, it's going to be $2.99 as the out-the-door cost. That is the month-to-month. I've cut that $5.99 in half and waived the entire setup fee.
Okay.
Okay. So as I'm pulling up that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call, you said you wanted to put that first payment on your American Express card. If you want to go ahead and read that, I'll read it back to you at the very end for accuracy.
3-7-2-7-2-3-6-7-0-6-8-1-0-4-5.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10 of 28.
10 of 2028. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
4732.
4732. So I've got 4732 on the front of the card. You said 10 or October of 2028 for the expiration date. Mr. Estrada, was the card itself 3727-236-706-81045?
Yes.
Does that bill at the home address, the 18216
yes.
Herbal Street?
Yes.
That's 91325.
Yep.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But, Patrick, if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, hold on for a sec.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can, Patrick, reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. You can, of
okay.
course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the following business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Okay. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll actually also receive that link by text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I know that you said the business name is Home Buyers Choice LLC, and then it's doing business as, is it Perfect Finish?
Yeah, DBA Perfect Finish.
Now, for the branding of your company, did you just want everything online to appear Perfect Finish?
No, you know what? You could just do Home Buyers Choice.
Okay.
That's fine.
With the LLC or without?
With the LLC.
With the LLC. Okay. And then the existing website that I see, was that a website homebuyerschoicellc.com? Is that your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's the one you wanted us to promote for your business?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
You know, promoting is basically my work, you know, so.
Right. But, I mean, you're doing doors, right? Interior,
yeah.
Exterior doors?
Yeah, that's more of like a residential. See, we started flipping some houses, and it just didn't work out for us. this many reasons. So then I just became, and I just started doing, you know, I started getting projects, you know, hang a door here, hang a
right.
door there.
And that's kind of how the business has evolved. Would you?
Yeah, basically how it evolved. You know, basically I started in the hardware business.
Mm-hmm.
I was an owner of Estrada Hardware.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I left the business because I didn't like the way my brother was running it.
I hear you. Yeah.
And it was his way and no way, you know, so I just said forget it. I hated going to work.
Oh, gosh.
So,
yeah, nobody wants that, especially when it's family. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, we do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have a website or their website's maybe a little bit outdated, or in this case, it doesn't really speak to the current services that you provide and want to be found for. We certainly would be able to include a website at no additional cost, meaning, you know, we can build a website more specific to the doors that you do. We can put any photos of the work that you do on there, and we would include that at no cost. I mean, that way it kind of gives someone who would be needing your services a real clear understanding of what you do. We would build
right.
it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Would you want me to include that for you?
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
Yeah, a little more specific to the services that you provide.
Yeah, exactly.
More than happy to do that.
People would get confused, sort of.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm looking for the doors and then I get that website, I'm like, I'm not sure if that's what I need or not. And people are quick to hit their back button. You don't want that, right? You have like 10 seconds to capture the next 10 seconds of their attention. And if you can't capture their attention fully in that first 20 seconds, they might just hit their back button and look at somebody else. So we want to build a website that's really specific to the services that you provide, kind of engage that person. That way, the next thing you know, they're clicking at it, they're looking at it, they're looking at the photos, they're looking at your experience, and then they hit the click to call, and they call you directly. Like I said, it's going to be included at no additional cost. Now, I do want to schedule the follow-up call with your technician, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for this particular call. We are booked out for the rest of the day, so we'd be looking at tomorrow. It looks like there's
at least
one spot available every hour, all the way from 7 a.m. up to the last one. That would be 3 o'clock p.m. The one exception is noon, where they take their lunch break. Did you want something early morning, mid-morning?
Yeah, afternoon? Early morning's fine.
Is
early morning's fine.
7, 8, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock's cool.
9, okay. We'll schedule it from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. That'll probably get to you pretty close to 9, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. If I'm actually available when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have. I might already be on a call, and I don't know if they're going to be ready at 9 or 9:05. But if I'm not available when they're ready, they'll call you anyway. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that call or not, Mr. Estrada, I did want to add a little bit of extra protection, just another layer of security here on your account, a simple question and answer. Now, if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Home Buyers Choice LLC, even if it is you, Patrick, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the question. And then, even more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they tell you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will need to know either my name or, of course, my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't tell you that information right away, just politely let them go. If they were asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. The voice verification is clear. I mean, like I said, it is already attached to your account, and for your protection, it clearly states $2.99, never a penny more. Now, it's going to take us about 5-7 business days to build out your website, especially at that point. If you get any phone calls, please make sure they know the answer and the question, and your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Patrick, would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Burbank.
Burbank. Okay. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you
I got your email.
Yeah. So the automated system did kind of piggyback all the emails at once. So the one that we want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. You got activated.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, so if you click on the one that says local splash initial invoice, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, click on the blue click here. It's hyperlinked. It goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here. Obviously, your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. But almost 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people will be searching on their smartphone. So we do want to make sure that you're getting those opportunities and phone calls as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, or Yelp, Facebook. It's everything that Google wants to see. We'll actually include that custom website for you, make it more specific to the services you're currently offering. The Facebook ads are included. Like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything. But you'll see a long line, and just below it, it populates your phone number. A couple of boxes just below that, and we do want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are simply text messages through the computer. We certainly would want to text you. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box, too. There's a longer box below all that with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. So click on that box. If you're typing it in, it says, obviously Patrick Estrada. The P and the E are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it is that flat rate, that we've even included the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, it'll also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process, Patrick. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that. If it takes you to the login page asking you for a username and a password, just let me know if you see that next screen.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. And our automated system thinks that both your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Now, we do actually have to do the client interview first for there to be something for you to track. But in the next day
okay.
or so, once we have that information, you'll get your username and your default password.
Okay.
You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine, too. But it looks like I can actually give you the username. That part has been assigned, which means it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's very easy for you to remember. It's your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So your username, of course, is 818-266-1358. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They are basically the same thing. Now, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled follow-up call, our automated system will send you an email reminder. And I'm sending you now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. Many people do, and that's fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And it's got your username, your name, and your phone number.
Okay.
You're all set and squared away on my end. The other email that you got, photos needed, action needed, photos for your Google verification, just to go over that real quick, you don't really have to open it up now, but you can if you like. Google has made the process of getting businesses PIN verified a little bit more stringent, more comprehensive. They want to make sure that the businesses that are on Google, especially if they're on the first page, that they are in fact legitimate businesses that when called will provide the services listed. So they want to make sure, and if you can send any of those things on there, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send our way will help us to expedite that process. So any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card. I know there's not like a physical workplace since you go out to the customer. For that, usually they just want you to take a picture of your vehicle in front of your home where it's parked when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. Licensed. Okay. Perfect. So you can send that information our way as well. You don't have to do it now. In fact, our technician can help you through that, but as soon as you can get that done, it expedites the process. There is a link on there that you can use as well. Other than that,
okay.
I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get that going for you. Get your phone ringing. Like I said, get a new website that really speaks to the services that you provide currently. We, of course, want to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah, you know, I'm more excited about this than I was with Angie's List.
Well, it's hard to get excited about paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for. And then, I mean, real quick, I know I've kind of said some horrible things about Angie's, but I mean, I hear all the time people say, I called it as soon as I got it. They yelled at me for answering, for trying to call them after they already scheduled. I remember, and it was years ago, back before it was Angie's, it was Home Advisor. But one guy actually told me, I called the lead as soon as I got it. The person says, I don't know why you're calling me because that job has already been completed. It turned out that one of his competitors got the lead more than a week before he did, went out there and completed the job already, and then he gets that lead and is expected to pay for it or call Angie's and tell him, why am I getting this lead that's so old? The job's already been done, and then try to get a credit or a refund. So I think
right.
It's going to be a lot better for you. You're not chasing down leads. You're worried about someone else beating you to the gun. I mean, this is just going to get your phone ringing, and boy, people that call, you're going to be happy to speak with you. And I've been happy to speak with you. Been a real pleasure, Patrick, and I do hope I'm
all right, thank you.
In that follow-up call. But you take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Estrada. Have a good night. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.